Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So you're going to run with this, huh, Democrats? You're going to run with Russians again? Yeah, big story on the local TV, not the local news, but on One America News Network. Democrat Senator Chris Murphy says former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is effectively a Russian asset. Yeah, okay. Senator Murphy, you might want to check right down there at the Hoover Building at the FBI. The FBI has confirmed the validity of the Hunter Biden laptop and has confirmed it is not Russian disinformation. But hey, you know, you want to go with that fable about Russian disinformation, you go right ahead and see where that gets you. Hello, fellow patriots and liberty lovers everywhere. Great to have you along as we venture forth into the final hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the bonus hour here on Hump Day. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. I am way behind on the show prep for today, so we had so many callers. I'll try and get some of this in here. And here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. All you have to do is call. Use the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line, number 71307. And my email address, bob@1063wort.com. We talked about it the first couple of days of this week. Tonight is the night President Trump will be in Gastonia, North Carolina, and a bunch of people from the Greenville Tea Party are carpooling up there, including Presley Stutz, who's the head of the Greenville Tea Party, and he joins us, I assume, from there now to give us an update. Press, how you doing? I'm sorry, Presley, your phone was breaking up. Try that again.
Yeah.
Now, apparently we've got a bad connection.
Hey, Bob, I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm having a hard time hearing you. About 15,000 people here, and all the phone lines are jammed. It's just an exciting event. President will be here in about an hour, and it's hard to communicate here with all the noise going on.
Right.
But I will call you tomorrow and give you an update if that's all right.
Yeah, sure, that'd be fine, Presley. I'm sorry that we have a bad connection, but he is all the way up there in Gastonia, North Carolina, and sometimes the cell phone towers don't want to cooperate. So, Pres, thank you for trying to report. He said about 15,000 people up there at the airport in Gastonia, including a contingent that carpooled up from the Greenville Tea Party, and Presley will check in with us tomorrow and give us an update on how it went. And I'm assuming you'll be able to see this rally. I think One America News Network typically is carrying all the Trump rallies, while Lion Biden continues to put the lid on it, as they say. He is in the basement and getting prepped up for tomorrow night's debate. He's not going to need much help, but he's sure to get some from Kristen Welker, the loyal Democrat NBC reporter who is the so-called moderator for the event tomorrow night. One America News Network probably carrying the Trump rally. Newsmax, I know, also on your cable system, they're carrying all of the Trump rallies uninterrupted as well. Bobby, in on the text line, no Republicans are Russian assets, but most Democrats are Russian to be jerks. And I kind of modified the language in that. Bobby, those Russians sure are busy. Yeah, the guys in the FSB, when I say FSB, you think KGB. because they're still open for business, just under a different name. Apparently, they're even better than we thought they were at their tradecraft. Bobby, I just heard on the news that children will have to take the coronavirus vaccine. If no one can get it from them, then why in the world do they need it? Sounds like more government control. The pandemic doesn't need children getting the coronavirus shot in order to end. Bobby, I'm getting a lot of posts from people who voted straight Republican at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium, but when they reviewed their ballot, it listed Harrison as being selected. Yeah, we had a conversation earlier with Curtis Smith, who is the Spartanburg County GOP chair, who pointed out that because of the Wuhan flu, they are having to use something like a Q-tip to make your selections on the electronic voting machine. And once you, if you vote straight Republican ticket and then the Q-tip is maneuvered around the ballot, it can delete your choice and default to the other. So the overarching point here is you have a couple of opportunities to review your ballot. First of all, on the machine, make sure that it is showing the votes are going where you intended. And then when you get the paper ballot, the one you take over and they keep for the paper trail, review that and make sure that all the selections are correct. Essentially, you have a couple of opportunities to check it and make sure that the selections that have been made are the people you intended to vote for. Because with these electronic voting machines, with this Q-tip-like device, it can mess things up. So careful, all right? Oh, okay, thank you, Moneypenny. Let me quickly get back here. Let's go to the phones, heading to Hendersonville and bringing in Mike here on the show. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby. You do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
I'm just curious. It seems like everyone, these debates over the years, for some reason, the Democrats always get these liberal people to moderate, like, for example, Chris Wallace.
Right.
That was a two against one, you know, debate there.
Absolutely.
And why do the Republicans always agree to let the Democrats pick out the moderators?
That's a fair question. And the Presidential Debate Commission that is set up to run these things, they need to blow that thing completely up. Now, they claim they are nonpartisan, but even the guy who is the top Republican representative on that commission is a rhino. And everybody knows it, and why they allow these people to continue to run these things. If I was the national head of the Republican Party, I would say, look, you know, if they're going to continue to put their thumb on the scale to stack the deck where our candidate has to debate not only his political opponent, but the moderator as well, we're going to pull out. Just tell them.
And then also how they word some of the questions that they.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It just infuriates me.
Yeah, and I guess President Trump feels that, in a sense, this is going to work in his favor because people will be able to see the cancel culture of the left, the censorship that we've seen from Twitter and Facebook represented in the debate format with this Presidential Debate Commission. And look, in the White House, they know what's going on. They sent a letter yesterday or the day before to this debate commission complaining about the very point that you're making, Mike, and they addressed it to the Biden Debate Commission, which is essentially what it is.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, that's something needs to change and change radically because this just can't continue. I mean, it's been this way for a couple of cycles. We saw what Candy Crowley from CNN did during the Mitt Romney-Obama debate, weeping in to defend Obama when Mitt Romney was going after him. By the way, I just saw a text message that said that Romney said today that he did not vote for Donald Trump. So some Republican is Mitt Romney, huh?
No, he's never been one.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, Mike. You're right. Your point's well taken. Something has got to be done. They got to blow up this presidential debate commission and start over to where it is at least fair and balanced, to a coin a phrase. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, my baby doll Brenda just coming back into the home studio to point out that Newsmax will be carrying President Trump's Gastonia, North Carolina rally starting at 7 o'clock tonight. We are on UVerse, and that is 1220 on UVerse, but you can find Newsmax on your cable provider. In on the text line, Bobby, Mitt Romney probably wrote in his own name for president. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me in the least. Hey, Bobby, how are the members of the Presidential Debate Commission chosen? I believe they are chosen by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Hunter Biden. I believe that they're responsible for that. Bobby, I think the president should emphasize the failures of socialism as the Achilles heel of the Democrats. You know, it's sad because with the educrats, the pinheads in the ivory towers of academia, they've been teaching things like the New York Times 1619 Project and just how terrible America is, which doesn't explain why people from all over the world still want to immigrate to the USA. But it's amazing. There are people of a certain vintage, that is younger folks, who have no idea of the horrors that communism has wrought in the Soviet Union, with Pol Pot in Cambodia, the killing fields there, what's going on today in communist China, what's happening in Venezuela, the list is endless. Socialism is, as was it Margaret Thatcher or Winston Churchill, one or the other, said that it was socialism is the equal sharing of misery, which is about right. Bobby, oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at one that I'd already shared. Let me quickly scroll down. Bobby, I'm Jamie Harrison, and I can't win on my ideology. Won't tell you I'm a Democrat and have to try to split my opponent's vote because I can't win honestly. In other words, I'm an insecure loser. Bobby Bledsoe really needs to put out an ad stating he is not on the ballot, or he's on the ballot, but he's out of the race. Lindsay should be available for funds. His bohunkus is on the line. Look, I think if Lindsay had enough money, well, I don't know. I fail to understand why are they not responding to this money bombing campaign, this last minute desperate tactic from the Jamie Harrison campaign. Bobby, dumb question. No, there are no dumb questions. If I vote straight Republican ticket, will Lindsey get the vote or the other guy because he's on the ballot? No, Bill Bledsoe was on the ballot, not as a Republican. Remember, that's why we had the primaries. Bill Bledsoe was on the ballot as a representative of the Constitution Party. So if you vote straight Republican ticket, then yes, Lindsey will get the vote. Just make sure you check your ballot, because if you happen to have that little Q-tip thing somewhere near the electronic screen, it thinks that you are trying to change your vote and will go ahead and make that correction. So check it when it's on the screen of the electronic machine, and then when you get the ballot in your hand, before you turn it in, before you vote, make sure that it has the proper votes registered. Bobby, I've said it before, and I continue to tell people who may be on the fence about who they're going to vote for. A vote isn't a Valentine card showing you your love for the candidate. It's a chess move for the country you want to live in. Bobby, did you see the video of a guy, I think, in Virginia, who's supposed to be counting ballots, but grabs a pen and starts spilling some out while the camera pans away? I'm sure there are probably going to be a lot of fast and loose maneuverings there. Yeah, here's that texter. Fox News reports Mitt Romney said he did not vote for Trump. You know, loyalty is a quality that I admire. It is a quality that Donald Trump has, probably to a fault. Otherwise, I'm sure he probably would have dumped Fauci into the Potomac River a couple of months ago. And it apparently is a quality that you do not find in the character of Mitt Romney. Remember how Romney begged and pleaded for Trump's endorsement when he was running for the Senate? And Trump did endorse him, held his nose and endorsed him because he was running as a Republican. And how does Mitt Romney repay him? Well, he's the only Republican that votes to impeach the president on the scam of the phone call to the Ukraine, and now he's busy telling Fox News he didn't vote for the president. What a blank. You fill in the appropriate word that I can't say on the radio. Bobby just saw this quote. Shouldn't you have to pass a urine test to collect a welfare check, since I have to pass one to earn it for you? Fair question. Bob, this morning the Facebook Nazis said I was in another month of Facebook jail for posting, quote, "Creepy Uncle Joe is a pathetic joke." I disputed their decision, as I have every other time, and so far, I can still interact on Facebook. I'm holding my breath. Yeah. Bob, this whole business, yet another reason I don't vote early. Bobby, I agree. It shouldn't be incumbent on you to have to clarify the South Carolina ballot. Furthermore, if Mr. Bledsoe wasn't going to be in the race for that long haul, seems odd when he timed his dropout from the race with his name remaining on the ballot. And I think, I'm not giving the benefit of the doubt here. I'm thinking that is just an error on his part, because he's an amateur in the political field, and he's playing against hardcore professionals. You know, of course, there are tons of political ads out there. We're already sick of them, and a bunch of confusion. Who do you go with? Where does your loyalty lie? Sadly, it has even taken over the tech world. Listen here.
I promise to give you directions you need. I'm Siri, and I approve this message.
My opponent says she'll give you directions, but she'll probably give you the wrong phone number. I'm Alexa, and I approve this message.
My opponent is not capable of feeling or expressing love.
Look at the pot calling the kettle black.
You are a jealous, insecure freak.
You are nothing but a psycho.
Would you like to watch the Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho?
Downloaded now on Amazon Prime.
What were we talking about?
Humans, they are a bunch of psychos.
I'm Siri and I approve this message.
I agree.
But hey, let's go rig the election.
Ha 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 ha.
Bobby Mack, semi-professional players, thinking perhaps truth is stranger than fiction once again. 6:30, Annie is ready to go to update the news, and I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Hump Day on WORD. Seven now, 23 before 7 o'clock, in on the text line. Bobby, I thought Obama's ears couldn't stand out anymore, but have you seen him with a mask on? No, fortunately, I have not been subjected to that. He does resemble a human version of Dumbo. Bobby, will the Q-tip thing do the same thing if you vote the straight Democrat ticket with a default to Republican? My understanding is yes. Bob, how about we act like we're using the Q-tip, but really use your finger? Bobby, just heard from Mark Levin, who will be along in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, that the moderator worked for Obama and donated thousands and thousands of dollars to Biden, Hillary, etc. Moderator for the upcoming debate tomorrow night. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to work at NBC... you better make your political donations in the right direction. Bobby, just tuned into Obama's speech. Obama's doing some kind of car rally for Biden in Philly today. It's like at a drive-in. And he's using the PA system, and people are responding by honking their horns. Swell. Bobby, why wouldn't Mitt Romney vote for Biden? He's considering him for a position in his cabinet. Yeah, he'd make a great nothing. Bobby, Jamie Harrison is doubling down. Just saw a TV commercial about Bill Bledsoe. Just like the radio ad, Jamie Harrison is shameful to try and deceive voters in this manner. I would agree. To the phones we go. Let's head to Simpsonville and bring in Eric here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Eric, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Bobby. I hope you're doing well this evening.
Yes, sir. So far, so good.
Well, the reason why I'm calling today, I'm a regular listener for well over many, many, many years. And
thank you.
Fortunately, I'm in. No, all thank you. Strong supporter of 106.3 WORD, but I want to bring up something earlier, and I think you will concur how important it is. And listening as I do to news updates and all of the programs, Tara, and I can't catch, obviously, all of them all day.
Sure.
But to all of the programming, one of the things that I think that is paramount with 13 days before the election is that we parse our words correctly with regular updates. I know you do, and on opinion shows and what have you, which I generally do concur and agree, the word used unverified to discuss the emails in a couple of the broadcasts earlier today when we were doing the news, right around a 1500 hour to 1600 about Hunter Biden's emails on the laptop. And my concern would be, and I think you would agree, that when we know a lot of the listeners on this station that listen to your programming, whether they also watch Tucker or Hannity or Life, Liberty, and Levin with Mark or Laura, they would know that that's just simply not true. They are absolutely verified to the extent that not only, as we know, the DOJ and the Department or FBI have come out and admitted that it's not part of Russian disinformation.
Correct.
They've even went as far, and you've had people on Tucker, Hannity, Life, Liberty, and Levin, including Rudy Giuliani, who've come forward and not only presented pictures would show, and why it's relevant to the election, that Joe Biden lied when he made the statement that he had, was not, didn't talk to Hunter Biden or his son about his dealings overseas or foreign business deals. When they show pictures on the laptop, which we also know that has Hunter Biden's signature as the drop-off,
right?
Show Joe Biden, his son, Hunter Biden, and two officials, I believe, from Kurdistan or one of the former Soviet Union countries.
Kazakhstan, right.
Kazakhstan, thank you, sir. And in that, last part I'll make to that, and it's why the words that were used in the news broadcast, these unverified emails, well, they went as far as, you know, you can get involved with Devin Archer, and but one of the couple of the emails have been verified where they went to the chain of those emails, and they've actually gotten responses.
Yes.
That have come. Now, you have the laptop issue, of course, and then you have the individuals who have allowed access to their emails who've said, yes, these are legitimate emails. I did communicate with Hunter. You can argue whether or not the references in that those emails and on that hard drive to the word H or to the big guy are or are not Biden. And, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. If it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's a duck, and we know. But I'll close my mouth with this and say, the American people need to understand, and I'm sure you do, that at which point we continue to be politically apathetic and get our information from our phones and these, you know, email account or social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and what have you.
Right.
Put our head in the sand and allow things, Bobby, like Benghazi, Hillary Clinton's emails, the Iran payoff, which I'll call it a payoff because a lot of people believe that with the Osama bin Laden raid and Extortion 17, which also came up, obviously, with the last debate where she tried to attack Trump, the moderator. You know, whether or not you want to believe in what some people call conspiracy theories or not, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is hard evidence, unlike, and that's why I took great offense to the word being used, unverified emails. I remember the news reports, and I know that you, Moneypenny, and Annie are not, you're beholden to a certain amount of what your parent company requires, just like advertisers that advertise on this station that you guys can't control. They pay the money, you got to run the advertising. But all I'm saying is, when Trump was purportedly saying things hateful about our military,
right?
A lot of news media outlets treated that as factual, and as we know, Twitter didn't censor that, nor Facebook. So I just think, and I'll stop talking now because I respect you have other callers and breaks, but I want to make the point. They are not unverified emails. These emails, and that's why, Barr, we need to get involved. You're looking at the presidential candidate of Joe Biden, and if we look at the birds of a feather who flock together, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and the company he keeps, as well as Kamala, it matters because you have to ask yourself the question, what people don't give that money for nothing, and what it was the money paid for, and what were those deals made? Because they weren't from, because Hunter Biden's intelligent with a lot of experience.
Hardly. Yeah, that's a fair question. What did they expect in return? And what they expected in return was that Hunter Biden had influence with his father, who was the vice president of the United States. Eric, I've got to run because I'm out of time here, but I thank you very much for the call, and thank you for making that point. 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. closing minutes here on Hump Day. Boy, it's been another barn burner, and I suspect it will be right on through the election and beyond. In on the text line, Bobby, so Jamie Harrison's ads on the facts is implying Harrison himself is all for abortions, total gun control, and against Donald Trump? Yeah, they didn't quite factor that into the equation, but that's not what they're trying to accomplish, of course. Bobby can't listen right now, but the Simpsonville voting site is the big recreation center on Curtis. They have four voting machines for the people in their precincts. I'm shocked. There are more at my precinct when I vote by a factor of two. This could be easier with more voting stations. I know that you like paper voting. Can you imagine voting as we did in the 50s today? Yeah, I can. Bobby, if I were Donald Trump, during my opening debate remarks, I would call out this moderator and say, I just want to make clear to everyone watching tonight that this moderator used to work for Barack Obama and has donated thousands of dollars to Democrat candidates and is not an unbiased moderator. I call on everyone watching to keep an eye on her and to look for obvious bias towards me in favor of my opponent. I think that would be great. Finally, let me leave you with this. There is a guy named Robert Cahaly, C-A-H-A-L-Y. He is the chief pollster at Trafalgar Group. Now, you may never have heard of them, but that is the polling group who predicted the 2016 election result, saying that Donald Trump would win. They were about the only ones who did. Now, they say today Donald Trump is on track to win the presidency again, bolstered by what they are calling hidden support. Cahaly says the latest Trafalgar polls show Trump in a slight lead in key states, including Michigan, Florida, Arizona, and Ohio. By the way, I would add Minnesota to that list. He says that the polls don't account for shy Trump voters who do not participate in surveys and are quiet in their support of Trump because they fear backlash. In 2016, this group was one of the few that showed Trump leading in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Michigan on the eve of voting day, states which President Trump later won. I think that's some pretty good news. The great one, Mark Levin, is next up, and I'll be right back here at the same stand tomorrow, and we'll do it all over again. Have a great Hump Day evening. God bless.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.